Years ahead of the dominant media, find out first on FirstAmendmentRadio.com, on satellite, Galaxy 13, Channel 16, Audio 7.70.
Back to the broadcast called American Exposé. It is still the 9th of June, 2005. The mess continues to be in place. The dialogue is still available if you want. 559-781-3773. 559-781-3773. The funny thing about these things with Dennis is with me. And Dennis, you're hearing me all right?
I'm here. Bye-bye.
And we're sitting here talking about those in place in government that whether they know the Federal Reserve is a fraud or not. Once again, Ron Paul introduced legislation, H.R. 1148, to abolish the Federal Reserve Board. I don't know how far that goes in dealing with the Federal Reserve, but it is a reality that he has put that in place to abolish the Federal Reserve Board, and I believe it's H.R. 1148. H.R. 1146 to get out of the United Nations. But understanding that the Secretary of Treasury is the U.S. Governor of the IMF and the World Bank, that is what we need to concentrate on, is get our money back. Is there legislation available that somebody introduces or will introduce to restore our currency?
Didn't somebody try that once?
Didn't two people try that once? I'm not sure. But
Abraham Lincoln and...
John F. Kennedy.
John F. Kennedy.
Yeah.
What are they doing now?
Well, certainly, they didn't live a full life, did they?
No, they didn't.
Well, and here, that is our problem. That is our dilemma. And are we going to make a change to that? Only with the sheer amount of numbers waking up in this country, and those on the inside waking up and having the courage to stand up. People like Michael New, people like Joe Bannister. Joe Bannister exposed the IRS for what they are. They could not prove to him that there's any law that says you have to pay an income tax, and he quit the IRS.
Mm-hmm.
Michael New quit the military.
Mm-hmm.
We need more people like that.
Now they're both looking at one of them is doing time. And I think the other one's looking at it, isn't
he? Is Michael New doing time?
I believe he is, isn't he?
I don't know. I don't know. We can find out.
I think he's in Leavenworth, isn't he?
I'm not sure. Wow. Did it get publicized very much?
Well, his dad was on a lot of stuff. I know the website's still up.
Is that michaelnew.com?
I think it's something like that.
Okay. Well, as I looked that up, what are your thoughts on all this?
Well, going into the Federal Reserve portion of this thing again, yes, some people bring up bills to abolish certain things about the Federal Reserve. But don't you think those in power, if they really thought that was a threat to them or that opposition wasn't controlled, do you actually think if they thought that was a threat, they'd still be there? I have my problems with that one. I'm sorry, I do.
Uh-huh.
You know, I'm not. Well, maybe I shouldn't apologize for it. You know, I have a right to question things. That's what we're supposed to do.
Right.
We're supposed to question. And now we've reached a point in this country that when we question, everybody questions why you're questioning.
Yeah.
Which makes you an enemy immediately. They've already said that.
Uh-huh.
You're either with us or you're against us.
Yeah.
You know, so, I mean, you know, it's everybody in Congress and the Senate knows that the Federal Reserve is fraudulent. They all know that, okay? Now, as far as I'm concerned, there was one man that stood up and wanted to take it on, and he was trying to lay it out the way it was. His name was Jim Trafficant.
And that's the person that we neglected to mention on the 7
right.
o'clock hour.
Yeah, we forgot all about him. And he is now doing federal time.
And what is he doing federal time for?
It's not for what he was talking about. It's for income tax evasion.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Or something to that effect.
Uh-huh. Because there's no law that says you have to pay an income tax. They set an example for him.
Yes. And you know how it is when you make the big boys mad, they stick their dogs on you. And what's the one big dog they have? It's called the IRS.
Which are the revenues for the IMF.
Mm-hmm.
That is the point. The revenues for the IMF.
Mm-hmm.
The International Monetary Fund of the United Nations.
Yes. In which there is no office in the United States for the IRS as far as their home office.
Oh, really?
They have branch offices, but their main office is in the Caribbean.
Ah. Tell us more.
That's about the extent of my knowledge on that one. I'm sorry.
Well, we certainly see that, according to your information from The Guardian that you sent up here, dated May 16th, it says, a man suddenly wakes up from a daydream. He is slumbering in the bath that the hot tap running. The bath is full of steam, and the water is within an inch of the rim. That's global warming. What remains to be seen is whether the tap can be turned off in time. Boy, I'll tell you, isn't that a way on words?
Mm.
Along with Africa, climate change is one of the two priorities for Britain's presidency of the G8. Presidency. Everybody's a president. The Prime Minister believes it is the biggest threat facing the world and wants emissions to be cut by 60% in the UK by the middle of the century. Meaning we won't be driving over there in the UK.
Mm-hmm.
Serious work following the hiatus caused by the election is now underway to prepare for the Glen Eagles summit in 2 months' time. But in contrast with the government's bold proposals for Africa, its wish list on climate change is timid.
Now, there's one of those backdoor accords, okay, since President Bush doesn't want to go along with Kyoto, okay,
mm-hmm.
Prime Minister Blair has to convince him to get into the other one.
And that's the Glen Eagles summit?
Yeah, that's backdoor. That's backdoor Kyoto.
Goes on to state, there is a reason for this. The Prime Minister knows he has a big problem on his hands with George Bush, but would still like to bind the Americans into a G8 deal rather than go hard on the issue. He has soft-pedaled by suggesting that the way ahead is to rely primarily on technology to solve the problem in the hope that that will assuage U.S. fears that any global deal poses a risk to American living standards. Well, they've already said they want us to change our living standards from the UN system.
I think our living standards are already being changed, aren't they?
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, you know, when you've got gasoline at $2 a gallon now.
Well, this,
that sort of changes your living standard.
They certainly want air conditions abolished. Air conditioners abolished. They want the cars off the road. You know, that's just the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
And so here's the point. We've got these poor countries that have been given a voice in the UN system and giving more credibility as time progresses. We're going to be outnumbered in the UN system. This is why they've been paying our farmers for decades not to plant.
Right.
Because we're becoming more and more dependent on foreign food. So here you go, food sanctions on America by the UN system. There it is.
Mm-hmm.
Checkmate.
Right. All part of the World Trade Organization.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So when you no longer have food to eat, and it's all controlled by, even though you're out of the World Trade Organization, okay, and you have international food coming into your country, what happens when we do something wrong? Oh, well, we're not going to feed them anymore.
Well, and this is the whole point about getting to the root of the problem. It's the IMF and the Federal Reserve. This is the root of the problem. The money system. We've got to restore our U.S. Treasury. And we've got to restore our constitutional republic instead of a United States, which is a federal corporation.
Mm-hmm.
There is where the bottom line is.
Mm-hmm.
And this is what our country needs to be concentrating on.
Right.
Not these little tiny things like getting out of the World Trade Organization, which isn't going to happen, because if we get out of it, as you said before, and it's still there, and the UN system is still there, we still fund the UN system, we still do the global cop work for the UN system under the guise of the coalition,
mm-hmm.
but we're getting all the bodies back in body bags and coffins, and we're spending all the money. It's just not going to work unless we get to the bottom of our money system. The money system is the control factor. It's just like this European Union situation where the people of France and the Dutch Netherlands, was that what, the other country?
Yeah.
They were allowed to vote, and they turned it down. What doesn't matter? The euro's still in place.
Right.
So what are they doing? They're trying to coerce the population of the world to accept these directions. And actually, here is the point. America is the rest of the world because we're the only ones that can do anything about it.
Mm-hmm.
Our people. Go ahead.
Yeah, well, I mean, if you read some of the stuff I'm not saying you particularly, but if you really read some of the stuff that's there, you can see what we're being set up for. We're being set up as the villain.
Yep.
We're being set up as the bad guy. There was one thing I posted, I think, that might have been last week. It was Iraq semicolon UN. Or UN semicolon Iraq or something like that, okay?
Uh-huh.
Well, that whole website's devoted to the UN, ready to step in and take over in Iraq.
Oh, really?
That's what it's all about. And that's what we're being set up for. We're being led down, we're being made to look like we're making a mess out of everything. And the only savior we have is the UN.
No, you see, we see United Nations stands ready to support the reconstruction of Iraq.
There it is.
And here it is. This is the point. Way
That's
to
the
go.
The bottom line. It's the big setup.
Yeah.
And, I mean, who's at the head of the pack, you know?
Well, we led the way. We are the UN system, and yet we're not supposed to know this.
Mm-hmm.
We're not supposed to know this information.
Mm-hmm.
We're not supposed to know the Secretary of the Treasury is the U.S. Governor of the IMF.
And we got constipated rice running around the world. I call her constipated. We got constipated rice running around the world. She only knows what she's doing.
Yeah.
You know, and she's been on a worldwide global trek for how many months now since she became Secretary of State?
Yeah.
So what's she setting up?
Good question.
And, I mean, pretty much know where her loyalties lie, or she wouldn't be where she's at.
That's true.
And one of her mentors, one of her professors was, let's see, She was, what was her name? She used to be a Secretary of State.
Oh, you mean Madeleine Albright?
Yeah, Madeleine Albright's father was one of her mentors.
Corbell.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And he was a socialist.
Yes.
Plain and simple.
And that's what Hansa Molina was saying a couple of times since I've had him on. He's been saying that.
Mm-hmm.
So you have this mega bureaucracy of the UN system ready to take over. When the world will say, American, get out, UN, come in.
Mm-hmm.
And the UN set up Israel. The UN is in Israel. The UN has weapons of mass destruction. And we went to Iraq under the guise of Saddam Hussein having weapons of mass destruction. Whether he did or not means nothing to us because we have them.
You know, like you've said so many times before, okay, if a country is armed to the teeth, do we really invade it?
Right.
You know, are we invading Red China? Are we invading Russia? Are we invading North Korea? No, because they're all armed to the teeth.
Yeah. We need everybody to have their own ability to defend themselves, and we'll stay out of it. But understanding all this is very easy. It's one world totalitarian government formed in the Second World War. It's the UN system. When we didn't get into the League of Nations in 1919, they formed the Council on Foreign Relations to infiltrate our government and other governments as well.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, how complex do you want to make it? That's the question. We don't want to make it any more complex than possible because our bureaucrats in office, the people in the State Department, they all make it sound very complicated. But it's very easy. Let's return to our U.S. Treasury. Let's return to our constitutional republic, which we've never lived under. Let's not have a constitutional convention. Let's restore ourselves back to the way it was started and try from there.
A representative government with representative people, you know.
No attorneys allowed.
Right, public citizen representation.
Yeah.
That's the only way it can work.
Yep, that's the only way out here.
And that's why I say we need to close it down on a Friday afternoon and kick them all out and reopen on Monday under new management.
Yeah.
And that's, you know, I know that sounds pretty simplistic, but...
Well, unfortunately, there we are.
You know, that's really the only solution because it's wormed its way through everything. And, I mean, you've only got one solution, and that's to cut the tail off.
Yeah. Yeah, and anything else is just beating around the bush.
Yeah. You can bring up any amendment, any bill you want to bring up, and, you know, it just gives them something to do.
Yeah.
That's all it is. It's just a dog and pony show.
So here, Kofi Annan says... On April 28th of 2005, he says, the Secretary General welcomes the establishment today of the Transitional Government of Iraq and is pleased that this is the result of a broadly consultative and democratic process following the successful elections of January 30th. The Secretary General notes the ongoing efforts to ensure that the new government is as representative and inclusive as possible, in hopes that these efforts meet the expectations of all of Iraq's communities. The United Nations is committed to doing everything possible to assist Iraq to move forward to the next phase of its political transition. And what I say that political transition would be, listeners, Agenda 21,
mm-hmm.
particularly the drafting of new constitution and the holding of a referendum and national elections. To that end, the United Nations Assistance Mission for Iraq, UNAMI, looks forward to working closely with the new Iraqi authorities and the people of Iraq. And we don't think this is the UN's world government, do we?
Not at all. That's why they have the laurel wreath around the world.
But the whole point is the media never tells us anything about what Kofi Annan says about what he wants to do with Iraq. And we're sitting here stuck with directions. And yet the directions are right in front of our noses.
Well, they're having talks now for Iraq to become part of the EU.
Oh, wouldn't that be funny?
You know,
There's more consolidation, and that's what the EU is all about, consolidation. Consolidation is going on here. Keep in mind, as Tim reminded me again, Chapter 26, recognizing and strengthening the role of indigenous people and their communities. It is so simple today to get everyone on the right page. It's called Agenda 21. It's there for them to see every chapter, every direction, implementation by non-governmental organizations and foundations, which are non-governmental organizations. So the situation with the indigenous people and the fact that illegal aliens and giving amnesty to illegal aliens, it all connects to Chapter 26.
Mm-hmm.
It's got to be done. It's going to be done. Unless enough people start finding creative ways to get involved in waking up our country.
Mm-hmm.
It's not easy. This is not a simple thing to do.
Well, now the next big thing is South Africa.
Yeah.
I mean, look at all the attention that's being aimed towards South Africa right now. Concerts and everything else for South Africa. Live Aid.
Right.
You know?
To raise money.
To raise money for South Africa. You got the Bono from U2 talking to George Bush.
Yep. Right on our website.
Yeah. You know, you've got a related piece that I have on there, I think it was from last year, where under the same, the Glen Eagles thing.
Uh-huh.
Glen Eagles Summit. Yeah, Sir Bob Geldof, okay, head of Live Aid, who was the sponsor of Live Aid, okay, first mm-hmm. Live Aid and every Live Aid since then, Sir Bob Geldof, what does that make him? Part of the British Crown.
Just like
Sir Paul McCartney.
And wasn't Ronald Reagan knighted too?
I believe he was, and so was Alan Greenspan.
And I think even George Herbert Walker Bush was.
Uh-huh, and
Henry Kissinger.
Kissinger's knighted. Who's the... our former Secretary of Defense and former Secretary of State just recently. I can't remember the man's name.
Colin Powell.
Colin
movement.
Powell, yes.
Colin Powell movement.
Mm-hmm. He was knighted.
Uh-huh.
So they all have loyalty to the crown. And I think there's something in the Constitution about not having anybody serving in any capacity in our government that has loyalty to the crown or carries any kind of knighthood.
Isn't that ridiculous?
It's in there somewhere, I know.
Uh-huh. Well, and this is the direction in place, people. All this going on right in front of our noses, and it's all here on the website. It's all here. It's even the Iraq body count's here. Lots of work involved
mm-hmm.
by you know who. If you want to get involved, I'm sure Dennis can hear you. 559-781-3773. 559-781-3773. You're welcome to get involved. Just because we're not on WWCR doesn't mean that you can't get involved.
Mm-mm, it still counts.
Here we see the White House on Wednesday defended the actions of one of its key staffers who publicly accused who is publicly accused of editing government reports to downplay the link between greenhouse gases and global warming. But some scientists reacted angrily. It's, quote, par for the course from the administration in terms of interfering with science for political ends, end quote, said Luke Warren of the Union of Concerned Scientists, which has criticized the Bush administration's science policies. The Union of Concerned Scientists. Sounds like it's something right out of the UN system.
Mm-hmm.
There's many scientists that have debunked global warming, but they never get the publicity.
Never. They never get the funding either.
No.
And only those with funding get to talk.
Yeah.
Connection, maybe?
Yeah, good point. Now, what is climate change going to do? It's going to continue to erode what's left of any industry left in this country. And if there's any other things that it'll do, it'll take away more jobs. But the number one thing to be concerned about is the fact that we're in the UN system. Eventually, we're going to be thrown sanctions at us for no food coming into our country, for not complying with certain directions.
Mm-hmm.
50 sovereign states can make a difference. 50 sovereign states have to get together and say, what is this all about? Why are we part of this? And here we've got the mayors getting involved in Agenda 21 now, and I covered that last night, thanks to you.
And what's that famous quote by Catherine Bertini?
Yeah, we control populations and we do not apologize.
Mm-hmm. With food.
Yeah. Yeah. So we're involved in many directions right now where it's very primarily possible that if you don't get involved, it's all going to come into fruition. If you don't, our numbers are small, meaning you have to get involved. Now you're talking about Africa, and I've said the Secretary of the Treasury is the U.S. Governor of the IMF and the World Bank, which is the International Bank for Reconstruction and Development. Well, they're also, he's the Governor of the American Development Bank and the African Development Bank. So,
yeah, how convenient.
So all this going on is part of this system in America that's pulling the strings. Without our knowledge, it's not going to happen. In other words, H.R. 1146 out of the United Nations is not going to happen unless we get to the total piece of the pie, the IMF, the Federal Reserve. There's no other way around it.
Mm-hmm.
If it doesn't start at the Federal Reserve and the IMF, we have no chance of making a change. Would we like to live under a constitutional republic? Well, we'd certainly like to know what it's like to live under a constitutional republic.
Yeah, there you go.
Instead of an executive order dictatorship. And everybody has the same avenue for finding information today on the Internet, which is there to control us. Well, we're using it to control information, freely exchange information, and they can't stop it yet.
Not yet.
But they're working on it.
It's the biggest thorn in their side. It's the biggest thorn in their side.
Yeah, it really is. So for people to get involved, this is the time to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Without that happening, I don't see a change. And, you know, I know Regina got upset, but she's frustrated.
I write my letters, I make my calls, I do all that. I've done it for years.
She's frustrated.
You know?
I understand her frustration. I've been frustrated many times in my life. But I certainly know the bottom line of how things happen, and for us to be so stupid as a country to not understand where we are today,
mm-hmm.
They've done a tremendous job of keeping us in the dark.
Yes, they have.
Drugging us down, dumbing us down. And for people not to understand the way our military works and the way our military is today in these undeclared wars, where we've lost so many lives in the past, and we're giving our lives today, over 16,000, and shoot, we're only 2-3 years into this. Well, after 10 years, you know, what is 16,000 going to be multiplied into? Like the Vietnam War.
Really?
You know, the war on terrorism is going to be a multi-decade war, they say, right after the 9/11 debacle. A multi-decade war.
It's amazing how they knew that, but they didn't know how it happened.
Yeah. And they blame Al-Qaeda.
Yeah, well, you know what? They didn't exist before 9/11.
Well, if they did...
You can find no reference to Al-Qaeda anywhere.
Is that right?
Before 9/11.
Well, listen, we probably created them through the CIA to work with the Mujahideen, if anything else.
Well, don't some people call them the LCIATA?
I haven't heard that, but that sounds appropriate. Certainly most people don't even know what Agenda 21 is, and here it is under full implementation after 13 years. I mean, come on, how dumb do we have to be? We're going to be back with Dennis. If you want to get involved, 559-781-3773, 559-781-3773. Tell us we're wrong. Give us a direction. If you have the courage, you better. Someday you're going to wish you had. Thank you.
The opinions expressed are those of the hosts and guests, and not necessarily those of the First Amendment Radio Network or its affiliated radio stations.
In this day of economic uncertainty and soaring unemployment, safe investments are often hard to find. But investing in the precious metals is the safest investment of all, because gold and silver is real money. Government-printed currency is not. Call Melody Cederstrom at Discount Gold and Silver Trading Company at 1-800-375-4188. Melody has been helping people secure their financial future for over 10 years. While others in the business claim honesty, Melody will deliver. Give her a call. 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188.
Be sure to listen to The Church at Kaweah every Saturday and Sunday at 7 a.m. and 11 p.m. Pacific Time. The Church at Kaweah is a Lordship Church under the sole authority of Jesus Christ. You may contact The Church at Kaweah by calling 559-561-4860. That's 559-561-4860. And let them know how much you're being blessed. Thank you.
If you'd like to get a copy of this program, there are a few ways that we can help you. You may subscribe at FirstAmendmentRadio.com for only $45 a month, and you'll receive an MP3 CD weekly of all of our programs. As a bonus, we'll send you a password for our audio archives online. That's a $15 value. Or you may request any month of any program on one MP3 CD for a minimum donation of only $25, or any single program on tape, MP3 CD, or CD for only $15. You may do all of this online at FirstAmendmentRadio.com. Just follow the instructions to make a donation or subscribe. You may also adopt an hour of your favorite program. Please don't forget that most of the programs on FirstAmendmentRadio.com are listener-supported. Don't do Internet? Then call 559-781-3773 and we'll be honored to help you. Thank you from all of us here at FirstAmendmentRadio.com.
Okay, and welcome back to the broadcast called American Exposé. I'm Chris Gerner. We're with Dennis the Menace, the nasty guy that's putting all this information on my website, listeners.
That's right.
And
tell me I'm wrong.
He wants to know if he's wrong with what he's doing. And certainly the phones aren't ringing.
I'd like to do something else.
Wouldn't we all like to be enjoying our lives instead of dealing with the dirty directions of the world? And here we see, the sixth session of the open-ended informal consultative process on oceans and the law of the sea at United Nations headquarters, June 6th through the 10th, right now, people, going on right now. Did anybody tell you about this but us? Did anybody else tell you about this besides Dennis Hodges in Missouri? And here we see Wednesday, June 8th, discussion panel on fisheries and their contribution to sustainable development. Oh, my. And here we have Kwang Suk Oh of the Republic of Korea cautioned against the potentially devastating economic effects of marine protection areas and moratoria in the high seas. Sounds like a good man on our side, maybe. Who knows? But, boy, it doesn't... There's nothing to be held back. They show them all here. Palm Onora of Thailand questioned the viability of small-scale fisheries access to the high seas. Yeah, well, that's a good question. One world government comes with strings in every connection of any portion of what you want to do in the future. And that's the problem. Now, one of the communist goals of 1963, present homosexuality as normal and natural. We had information about the Ford Motor Company promoting homosexuality, actually, Dennis.
Mm-hmm. In their advertisements.
Yeah.
Yes.
And I sent that to you, and what happened?
Well, I checked it out, and it looks as though, as the organization, I think it's the AFP or something like that, American Family Protection or something like that, has set down in negotiations with Ford Motor Company, and they decided to hold the boycott off till December 1st of 2005.
Maybe they want to sell a few more cars before they go bankrupt.
That may be it, because that was my first thought, Chris.
Yeah.
They'll be out of business by then, so it won't matter.
They're in deep trouble. Ford and GM are in deep trouble.
That's right.
And I covered on the afternoon broadcast, the 3 p.m. broadcast on First Amendment Radio on WBCQ, Shanghai'd Rolls-Royce kickoff wows Chinese showgoers. So what's Communist China doing? They're building a replica of the Rolls-Royce Phantom II. Isn't that amazing?
Mm-hmm.
How incredible. This information
comes... They got backwards engineering down to an art.
Well, they do now. We gave them all the technology to do it. I'll bet you their ball bearings are better than what we can produce here.
More than likely.
And so all our industry is moving out.
Well, they're made from our steel.
Yeah. Our steel from our old ships that we sent them.
And probably a few other buildings that fell down.
Oh, that's for sure, huh?
Mm-hmm.
The World Trade Center metal did go to China, a good portion of it, didn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that amazing?
I wonder when they placed a bid on it.
I wonder if they even had to bid.
I don't know.
I doubt it. You have infrastructure privatization, and you have directions of your country to control you that nobody knows it's being done. I'm just amazed at how dumbed down the population is. Here you have the United Nations Conference on Environment and Development. That's right here in front of our eyes, listeners, on today's date. Chapter 17, Protection of the Oceans, All Kinds of Seas, including enclosed and semi-enclosed seas and coastal areas, and the protection, rational use, and development of their living resources. Well, people, you won't be able to use your sea-doos anymore.
No, heaven forbid.
Because they're two-cycle engines, and they pollute. And they may go to four-cycle engines, but they'll find a way to get those out of there.
Mm-hmm.
In as far as off-road hiking goes and off-road vehicle use, the bicycle isn't even allowed because the bicycle is motorized by human beings. So they don't even want us to have bicycles in the off-road areas today when they get it all in place.
Yes.
But this piece that you put in here, this whole situation about the seas, Chapter 17 from the Rio de Janeiro Accord, is big.
Yes.
It's voluminous. It must be 75, 80 pages.
Well, they don't do anything small, do they?
No. And as I move down here, and I just moved down, strengthening international, including regional cooperation and coordination. It is recognized that the role of international cooperation is to support and supplement national efforts. What does that mean? It is recognized that the role of international cooperation is to support and supplement national efforts. In other words, do exactly what you're told and everything will be fine.
Mm-hmm.
Implementation of strategies and activities under the program areas relative to marine and coastal areas and the seas requires effective institutional arrangements at national, sub-regional, regional, and global levels as appropriate. In other words, every facet of every part of the globe. There are numerous national and international, including regional institutions, both within and outside the United Nations system, with competitive in marine issues, and there is a need to improve coordination and strengthen links among them. It is also important to ensure that an integrated and multi-sectoral approach to marine issues is pursued at all levels. In other words, totalitarian control of everything we do, anywhere we go, at any time of the day. That is the goal of the UN system. And we're facilitating it. We're the facilitator.
Gives me a warm, fuzzy feeling.
So if we all wanted to do the right thing in Congress, we'd want to abolish the State Department.
There you go.
That would be the first thing to do. Let's abolish the State Department. What is the State Department for? Has anybody ever been elected to the State Department? That's where they get us. The State Department implements the directions. The State Department has the U.S. mission to the United Nations. The State Department is all powerful. And here we rely on Congress. In a direction of totalitarian control, and yet we're going after the wrong directions to make a change. Charles in California, welcome to the broadcast.
Hey, how's it going, Chris and Dennis?
Fine.
All right.
Dennis there with you?
Yes.
Yep.
Oh, okay. Good show. Nobody called, so I figured I would.
What do you have to say?
You know that Debbie kid lady, Debbie?
Debbie Kid.
Yeah.
Yes.
She was talking about the same stuff you were the other day.
On what show?
I think it was on that guy I like, Jack Blood.
Yeah, he has a very good website. I'm impressed with his website.
He's got a good show, too. He's a good guy. I like him. He's not afraid to attack anybody.
As long as he's documenting what he does, that's good.
Did you see the rainbow American flag on the National Vanguard website?
No.
Well, you should look at that every day.
What's the National Vanguard website?
Vanguard.org.
Okay.
They have the rainbow flag from St. Augustine, Florida, where the lesbians and the gays were protesting. So the people in the town, the mayor or whatever, said, okay, yeah, you can fly it for 6 days across the river with seven flags, I think it was.
And this is promoting lesbianism?
Yeah.
I see.
It's on National Vanguard right now. And promoting that lifestyle.
Okay, so the website is Vanguard.org?
NationalVanguard.org.
Okay, NationalVanguard.org.
I think that's it.
Okay.
You can see a picture of the flag right on there. And it's instead of the city going against it, they caved in.
Naturally.
Of course,
not enough opposition.
Well, they have to. It's the only political correct thing to do.
There you have it. If you want to keep your job, you be politically correct.
I heard that, I think it was that News with Views that had that guy on there. He was talking about that Agenda 21 that you talked about.
You mean Tom DeWeese?
Yeah.
Yes.
I looked at that. That guy's right on.
Yeah, that's the American Policy Center, and apparently they're right on. Dennis has that information on the website for today's date.
I saw that somewhere else, too, or heard it. Alex Jones has been getting better lately. He's really starting to go after everybody. I've really been impressed what he's been saying lately.
Well, you ought to read about GCN at the bottom of today's date.
Where's that, on your website?
Yes, GCN is an affiliate of ABC, apparently.
Oh, yeah, well...
An ABC affiliate.
Controlled media.
Well, I don't know. Alex has been throwing out some good information lately.
What has he been doing?
He's really been going after everybody.
Well, that doesn't mean he's doing the right thing by going after everybody.
Well, you know what I mean. He's
Is he covering Agenda 21?
He talks about it from time to time, but he mostly labels it the UN, doesn't say Agenda 21. He talks about the UN. But,
well, does he say that we are the UN?
Yeah, he does.
He does?
Yeah.
He say that this country is the United Nations?
Uh-huh, yeah.
That means he's listening to my show.
Well...
That must mean he's learning something, finally.
Good show, why not? And I think he's getting more and more out there. A lot of people are listening to him more and more. And I turned him off for a while because, according to our other friend, you know, that used to be on First Amendment, he was basically a traitor, but...
Who's that?
You know, Khawaja guy.
Oh, Khawaja guy.
And
he's a loony guy.
He said GCN was a Zionist-owned station.
Uh-huh.
I don't know if that's true or not.
Well, you have to read what's there at the bottom of today's date.
On your site?
Yeah.
Okay, I will.
It's Connecting the Dots, GCN and ABC affiliate.
Well, he also said that WWCR was a Zionist-owned place, Worldwide Christian Shortwave, you know, WWCR.
I don't know how you can say things without proving it.
Well, I know. That guy's a troublemaker.
This is the problem with people that make statements that don't back them up with documentation.
I agree. I don't listen to him anymore. I got fed up with hearing...
This is why we've got to move on directions to... By the way, did you do those bumper stickers?
No, I haven't gotten to do them.
That check I sent you came back, send back to sender. What happened?
Well, I figured I didn't have the means to do it, and I didn't expect you to pay for it.
Well, I was willing to pay for it just to get them done.
Well, I don't really, you know, want to get into that to any extent because I don't know what I can come up with.
Well, see, that's our problem with our country. If everybody does a little bit, things get done. You see?
Well, at the time I was gung-ho about it, but then after a while I realized, what am I going to do? And then some lady called my house and was asking about them, and I was going to run them through, but then I thought, well, I don't want to get involved in this stuff. I'm not a bumper sticker printer.
I see. Well, see, that's the problem, though.
No, I don't even know.
Wait a minute. Time out. You volunteered to do it. You remember?
Yeah.
You volunteered to do it.
Find one.
I sent you the money to do it, and then you backed down. But, see, that's the problem with our country. If everybody does a little bit, everybody gets involved, and everybody makes a change for the better. And that's what's needed at this point in time. Is not to rely on one person to do it all, but everybody get involved, and that will make a difference to Congress and the Senate, who's a federal corporation, to bring back the power to the states and return us to a constitutional republic and get out of the IMF and the Federal Reserve System.
That would be nice.
There you go.
I don't know. According to Alex, things are starting to turn around. But
why do you rely on Alex to give you all the information?
Well,
why do you think Alex Jones is the big hero?
He's, you know, he gives you a lot of updated information. That's
on what?
On everything.
What's everything?
Well, he'll tell you what's going on with any of the laws that are in Congress and that kind of thing.
I see.
And he also has guests on that are...
Do you realize they play Alex Jones in my airtime?
Where's that?
The nighttime slot used to be my time slot.
Oh, you mean on GCN?
Yeah.
Well, you're not on GCN anymore, so...
But I used to be on GCN, and they moved him into my time slot.
Yeah, well, I don't...
Were you listening back in 2000?
No, I wasn't.
They invaded my time slot.
Oh. Were you on the GCN?
I was on GCN. I was on Republic Radio before GCN stole the network.
Five nights a week you were on?
I was on five nights a week, 3 hours a night.
Wow, I didn't know that.
From 7 to 10 p.m. Pacific time on Republic Radio.
Now they got rents on there.
GCN got the network, and after 6 or 7 or 8, well, they put Alex Jones on the New Year's Eve show, and a month later, they gave Alex Jones my first hour. And the engineer told me to tell the listeners, though Alex was going to have my first hour, what do you think of that? And the people called in and they didn't want it to happen.
Yeah.
But that's how it is. And now Alex Jones is replayed in my time slot on GCN. Now, don't you think the people out there listening, those numbers of people listening, would want to hear what I have to say too?
Yeah, I would.
Besides just another replay of Alex Jones in the morning?
Yeah, I know.
Wouldn't that be better for the network and expand the network?
Well he's a big draw or something.
The point is now it is to expand this network and to make this network work. And that's why everybody working together would have been the right way to do things. And we could have had bumper stickers and sent them to the network to have them send out. And
well, I think you said earlier that instead of everybody fighting each other, we should all get together and team up.
Certainly.
You and Alex Jones and...
Alex Jones doesn't want me.
All the rest.
Alex Jones won't put me on his show. Now, I give you a challenge. You call Alex Jones and invite...
I've asked him about you.
What?
I've called him up and asked him to have you.
And what has he done?
I guess he didn't have you on.
He doesn't do anything, does he? I intimidate Alex Jones. Alex Jones listens to my show. Alex Jones used to listen to my show. Alex Jones takes my information. Always did.
Did you hear that thing that supposedly that guy in L.A. was, that sheriff in L.A. was going after some people and saying that the white you know, the nationalists and that are going to be put on a list like the, you know, like the sex offenders. Did you hear that? That Babka? No, not Babka. His name was Baca. Sheriff Baca.
Oh, L.A. County Sheriff.
Yeah.
No.
And he was going to, well, I heard that on three different GCN shows, but I couldn't find any source for it when I looked in the Internet.
Well, the point is, you know, at this juncture, and we've probably spent enough time, the information's here on my website. You won't find much of this information on any GCN affiliate website. And this is where the documentation stands on my website. So keep connecting my website to people.
Did you hear that story about Baca or whatever his name is?
No.
Because I heard it on three different shows on GCN, but I couldn't find it anywhere else. And then I posted it on Stormfront, and they took it off because they said it was Bill White's story and it's made up. But yet I heard Jack Blood talking about it, and I heard Derry Brownfield and also Alex. They were all three talking about it.
And what was it about?
That's what I told you, that, you know, basically white nationalists would be put on a list, and they would be...
We're already on a list. Did you know that?
Sex offender type list.
Ah.
Where you had to register. If you spoke out about illegal immigration, if you were, you know, trying to maintain a republic, constitutional republic, they would put you on a list.
Trying to restore a constitutional republic. That's perfectly normal. It's a sign of the times.
Yeah.
If that's the case, that's a sign of the times.
You didn't hear it anywhere, huh?
No, but it doesn't surprise me in the least. They've got the list in place already about people that are going to be taken in a martial law situation and dealt with.
Minutemen.
Huh?
Like the Minutemen, like you were saying, that's going to cause a conflict down there, and then they'll declare martial law.
Well, it'll be a conflict of some sort eventually. It'll go to a conflict. And
did you hear that Celly Castillo guy talking on the Alex Jones show the other night?
I don't listen to Alex Jones. I don't listen to anyone.
Celly Castillo was like a DEA agent during the Bush administration, and he was like saying there's a border wars going on right now in Texas, but they don't tell you about it. Hundreds of people have been shot.
Well, I don't know how that can be true.
That's what he said.
I don't know how that can be true.
To work for the government.
I don't know how that can be true.
Border wars going on right now.
I don't know how that can be true. There'd be too many people speaking out about it. If there are people dying on the border.
I saw something about it on the AP today. It was on Yahoo, and the AP, some sheriff in Laredo was killed on the Mexican side.
Uh-huh.
Talking about all the people that are afraid to go across the border there because they've been getting shot.
Well, there's no Mexican side anymore. It's an international zone.
Oh, and dig this. Celly Castillo was also saying that in reality, U.S. is going to take over Mexico, even though the Mexicans coming over here think it's the other way around. That was what he was saying.
Yeah, but that's ridiculous, because we're all under the United Nations umbrella. We're not going to take over anyone.
No, that's what he's saying.
We're going to... Well, that doesn't mean it's...
There are no borders anymore. That ended on March 23rd.
Did it?
And the conference down in Waco, Texas, with George Bush, Vicente Fox, and Paul Masson.
They got rid of all the borders totally?
Go ahead, Dennis.
So there are no borders anymore. It's all over with. In 4 years, there will be no borders. That's why you have the Real ID Act.
Yeah. I heard that
Did you hear that on Alex Jones?
Yeah, I did this morning. He said...
Did he tell you about the signing of the international agreement?
Yeah, he said that. He said the ID cards are going to cost $100 a piece for the people, too.
Did he tell you about the fact, though, that there was an international agreement for no borders within 4 years?
Oh, he says that all the time. Yeah, he does say that. He's pretty knowledgeable.
I have my doubts that he said it like that.
Well, he said...
You have to understand what some people push. And if you're reading his site, notice his stories. His stories are all fear-based. They're fear-based stories because that's what he peddles.
Yeah, well...
He peddles fear-based stuff.
It is fear, scary stuff, no matter what, whether it's peddled or not. It is scary. Everything you...
But I already told you what we can do to stop it. Does he ever talk about that?
Well, he gives some things, but...
No. Does he talk about getting out of the IMF and the Federal Reserve?
Well, yeah, but, I mean, how are you going to do that when the Rothschilds own the whole world and that? How are you going to...
Well, people like you and me and other people waking up and getting influence into other packets of life, facets of life.
Yeah, I mean, I know that, but...
Okay, well, we're just about out of time, Charles. I appreciate your call.
You're going to have to wake up 95% of the people, not just a few of us.
Well, listen, if you produce those bumper stickers, everybody would see StopAgenda21.com, and then people would be driving around, and then they go to their computer and click onto Agenda21.com, and they'd learn more. So you're part of this thing, too.
Well,
you were the one that volunteered to make bumper stickers.
Okay.
Get to the salt mines, my friend. Thank you, Charles. That was an interesting phone call, Dennis.
It was, yes. Very much so.
We have 2 minutes. You're going to close out the show.
I am, huh?
Well, you don't have your computer in front of you.
After that, I don't even know what I'd say. I just hope he reads the last article on today's posting.
Connect the Dots, GCN and ABC affiliate.
Yep. I just hope he reads that.
It's a very, very well done expose by Victor Thorne and Lisa Giuliani,
mm-hmm.
with much connecting of the dots to documentation about what's happened.
Mm-hmm.
And
there's nothing fear-based there.
There's no fear-based information there at all. It's well done. We ought to bring them on, I guess, huh?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've heard her before. She is quite interesting. Of course, they usually work as a team, so...
Well, I'll make a point of putting them on next week, and we'll see what happens. I'm not here to bash. I'm just here to document and give directions.
Mm-hmm.
But if other people bash, well...
Well, that's all we're trying to do, is just get the message out of what's, you know, where we're at, what we need to do.
We want to restore our constitutional republic. That is what we want. Anything other than that is a waste of time.
Mm-hmm.
When they talk about Constitution, they're not really talking about constitutional republic. They're talking about the Constitution as a phantom document.
Right.
Because of executive order, dictatorship, and state of national emergency that's never been stopped since the Civil War. And what was the Civil War over? The position of the federal flag that was at one time below the state flag. After the Civil War, the federal flag, as it is now, above the state flag. 50 sovereign states, 50 votes in the UN. What do we get? One vote.
One vote.
Ridiculous. There's no reason for this at this point in time.
And what do we get to pay? We get to pay the majority of the money to them.
Dennis, stay with me, and we're done for this week.
All righty.
Darren, listeners, tomorrow night, Darren Weeks. Listen to him, and Monday night as well. Darren Weeks connects the dots perfectly. With good information, please listen to Darren Weeks. He gets very depressed with the low numbers of listeners. So spread the word. Listen to Darren Weeks, our partner in waking up our country. Good night, listeners.